Demand at many local food shelves in Vermont has risen dramatically in the past few months. Officials think a sluggish state economy might be one of the reasons why this is happening. VPR's Bob Kinzel visited the Montpelier food pantry to see how it's coping with this big increase in utilization and has this report.
Bag those and people can take
them. So, you know, we had 27 shoppers today.
All right.
And there were several large families, which is really wonderful.
Right.
It's been a busy morning at the Montpelier Food Pantry. The facility occupies several large rooms in the basement of Trinity Church on Main Street. In the course of 90 minutes, several dozen families have filled their grocery bags with a variety of canned food, fresh produce, and meat products. Now workers are restocking shelves and refrigerating lots of fresh produce for the next day. Jamie Bedard is the executive director of the food pantry. She says demand has gone through the roof since last spring. Usually it does increase in the summer months, but nothing like this.
Up until maybe 4 or 5 months ago, it was pretty steady, around 200 a month. And then over the summer, we jumped to an average of closer to 600 a month. So that's a triple. That's been harder to accommodate for sure.
Bedard says the additional demand has put a huge dent in the food pantry's supply of non-perishable food. But she says there's an abundance of fresh produce being supplied by community gardeners.
The produce right now mostly is coming in from Community Harvest, which is a little nonprofit that does gleaning from the farmers market and from various farms and even gardens. And a lot of folks come in with extra from their own gardens.
Bedard estimates that roughly 75% of the people coming to the food pantry have jobs. But she says in many cases, they're dealing with an unexpected financial crisis.
And that's one of the things that we've been trying to really publicize, is that, you know, we're open to you coming in if this is just a temporary downturn for your family. That's why we're not officially taking income levels right now.
John Sales is the CEO of the Vermont Food Bank. He says the increase in demand that's taking place in Montpelier is happening across the state. It's estimated that 25% of all Vermonters will get some food assistance this year from one of the food bank's local partners.
We're seeing an increase of utilization. Everyone is seeing more demand.
Sales says his organization is also trying to cope with a shortage of non-perishable food products.
We just can't keep in things like peanut butter and tuna fish and pasta and beans and, you know, canned spaghetti. So we're going out and buying that, as are our network partners.
Sales says demand is growing in part because wage growth in Vermont has not kept pace with the cost of living. He notes that roughly 40% of all Vermonters who use local food shelves make too much money to qualify for the federal food stamp program.
The gap that families are facing between all their monthly expenses and their income is increasing. So where are the trade-offs being made? And what feels like it's available there? Is it, you know, is it fuel aid, fuel assistance? Is it housing aid? Or is it, you know, that the food pantry is now seems like a more viable option.
When Sales became CEO of the Vermont Food Bank back in 2009, the organization was distributing approximately 6 million pounds of food to local groups. Last year, that number doubled to 12 million pounds as the food bank's network of local food shelves grew to over 120 local organizations across the state. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.